Every so often, rock and roll goes through spasms, where the tried and the true are upset, discarded, cast by the wayside in favor of newer, more urgent sounds. This was the situation in 1961, when the rhythm and blues charts saw the beginning of a revolution. Thanks to the innovations of people like Jackie Wilson, Sam Cooke, and others, a new kind of music was coming into being, a kind that would become known as soul. So what Eugene Pitt should have done is simple. He should either have changed what he was doing, which only the bravest and most talented could do, or he should have done what most people in his position were doing and just quit. But Pitt had had a taste of success when he and some of his high school friends had recorded a song called Who's That Knockin', and it had gotten lots of airplay around New York. The group called themselves the Genies, but right as the record took off, they broke up. Two of them went on to fame as Don and Juan, whose hit What's Your Name is an oldies perennial. But Eugene was mad. He was a good songwriter, a good singer, and a good leader of groups. So what if doo-wop was over? He pounded the pavements of New York until he found a label crazy enough to come out to see his group perform.
There is a story that I must tell.
Tone Records was riding high with Bobby Lewis's single Tossin' and Turnin', and they had money to spare, so they took Pitt's group into the studio and, after 21 takes, got one of the most perfect harmony records ever recorded, My True Story. Beltone must have believed in the record because they let Pitt use the goofy name he'd given his group, the Jive Five, and they promoted the record relentlessly. It took months, which was more unusual then than it is now, but the record finally took off, and it reached the number one slot for a great deal of the summer of 1961. Maybe it was the novelty factor that sold My True Story, because they never got a follow-up. Golden Rings charted briefly at the end of 1962, and Beltone and the Jive Five parted company. This was too bad because they'd left some great stuff, more modern sounding, in the can there. Now is when Eugene really should have given up, and it's true, during the next couple of years he studied to be a mortician so he'd have a trade. But he also kept his dream alive, and in 1965, with Motown in full flower, Stax starting up, and soul music blasting out of every record store, Eugene Pitt somehow managed to get a major label, United Artists, to put out a Jive 5 record. In just a few weeks, everybody was glad they'd done it.
I'm a happy man. I'm a happy man. Whoa, 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 my baby. You look so good. Yeah, 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 my baby. Just like I knew you would. Tonight when we go out, I'll feel so proud. Walking hand.
I'm a Happy Man didn't do so well on the soul stations, but it became a huge pop hit, only missing the number one slot because Tom Jones was settled in there with What's Up Pussycat. Again, the follow-up never took off, which is really too bad, because A Bench in the Park is a fine record.
Ooh.
we can't stay at your house.
No, 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 no.
Got family everywhere.
Everywhere.
We can't go to my house.
No, 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 no.
My folks are always there.
Always there.
But there's a one place.
This time, Eugene took the hint, although the Jive 5 continued to make records occasionally, charting as late as 1970. Mostly, though, he worked as a funeral director, playing occasional oldies shows, and working on his huge collection of snapshots, memorabilia, and souvenirs of a career that, by all the rules of the game, should never have happened at all.